Here you go now. The 5 at 5 brought to you by Duplicating Systems. More than a system, a solution. And Ryan, you may fire when ready.
So if you were picking a team solely based off their nickname to win the national championship, who would it be?
I think they're already out. It would have been South Dakota State. Aren't they the Jackrabbits?
I think they are the Jackrabbits.
Yeah, it probably would have been them, but they'd lost today to Gonzaga.
What about like the Catamounts from Vermont? They were still around. The Seahawks from UNC Wilmington, obviously they lost.
Seahawks.
Okay.
Falcons beat them.
They did.
What's like? Here's like, what is Mount St. Mary's nickname? Any clue?
Let me look it up. They are. Oh, I think they. Let's see. They are. Give me a second here. Man, it's tougher to find a nickname than you would think.
Bucknell's the Bison. They're about to lose anyway.
They're the Mountaineers.
Who? Mount St. Mary's?
Mount St. Mary's, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, if I'm going to pick a team nicknamed the Mountaineers, I might as well just go with West Virginia, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to get any better than the Jackrabbits, but unfortunately they got beaten by Gonzaga today, so they're already out. But if I was going to pick a team just based on their nickname, that would be it would be them.
What is Florida Gulf Coast? Do they have a nickname?
They're Dunk City, aren't they?
Yeah, but that's not.
What
yeah.
is their nickname? I don't know.
I don't know if they. I don't remember them ever talking about a nickname other than Dunk City when they went on that run a couple years ago.
I know that is. Hang on, let's
just
see.
Like this is Florida Gulf Coast.
Yeah, and they called them Dunk City. they're the Eagles. They're just the Eagles.
They're the Eagles. Okay. Yeah, okay, so there really isn't.
St. Mary's is the Gales, is that
so
correct?
So is Iona.
Iona's the Gales?
Yeah.
And there was one other one. Northern Kentucky's the Colonels, correct?
I have no idea, but that's kind of cool.
Well, I saw that there was...
fried chicken?
Well, there's like a steakhouse or something in wherever Northern Kentucky is, that if they beat Kentucky, every student that attends Northern Kentucky
gets
is going to get free steak. But I said this yesterday too on Twitter at 960 The Ref. Like Northern Kentucky to me is probably like Georgia Southern, where their student body is actually probably Kentucky basketball fans. Like Georgia Southern, you know those students down there, they probably like Georgia as much as they like Georgia Southern in football. Like Northern Kentucky, like okay,
I would think in that situation even more so Northern Kentucky, because that school, this is only I think their second or third year of Division One, playing in Division One, so there'd be no reason. Whereas Georgia Southern, they have a football team that's decent.
Right, so like a Northern Kentucky student, would you rather Kentucky win or you eat a free steak?
Oh, I think you'd rather win and eat a free steak. Because
you think a Northern Kentucky student would welcome? See, I think Northern Kentucky students are just Kentucky basketball fans.
They probably are, but I think if given the opportunity to beat Kentucky and get a free steak, well, why would you not do that?
Because at the end, I think they'd probably rather Kentucky win the national title.
Because they can see that other years.
But they can only get the free steak this time?
Yeah. How often in your life are you going to get a free steak? Any college kid you ask, free food, top of the priority list.
What's Texas Southern's nickname? And isn't that where...
Mike Davis is the coach.
Isn't that where Michael Strahan played college football too? Texas Southern?
Oh, I have no idea about that. I just know that because I was actually looking at their ticket website to try to get tickets for, they're the Tigers, to try to get tickets for Greenville, hoping to call their athletic department and say, hey, I'm a big Texas Southern fan. And then I also then
why don't you just pretend like you're a blogger?
I could do
you're
that.
You're a Texas Southern blogger.
But then I realized that Texas Southern is an all-black school. And I was like, oh, well.
Well, just call him up, tell him you represent Michael Strahan. He did go there. And Michael wants to attend the game.
The problem is they only had a number to go to their football games, and so I just couldn't get it to anybody in their ticketing office, and I was like, okay.
Oh, okay.
But I was thinking, they're far away, so they're not going to make it to Greenville, and they're 16 seed. So my mindset is, I'm going to call their ticket office and say, hey, I'm Ryan Goldstein from Atlanta. I would, you know, love to get some tickets. Big Texas Southern fan. I followed Mike Davis's career since he was at Indiana.
Yeah. I love Michael Strahan now on Good Morning America.
Yeah. I love the gap in between his teeth.
Right? He was doing a good job interviewing all those celebrities on the red carpet before the Oscars. Yeah, final answer's got to be South Dakota State. So, go with them.
And a final just happening, West Virginia beat Bucknell. I think it was 86-80.
You think? I thought we were going for accuracy.
I just changed.
Here.
Yeah, it was 86-80. I just changed it to the Northwestern-Vanderbilt game. Northwestern's up by one with under 4 minutes to go in the first half.
All right.
So, continuing on with our March Madness talk, if you could pick one player to start your team only for the tournament this year, who would it be?
The handful of times that I saw this team play and this particular player, it was every time he was unquestionably the best player on the floor.
Okay.
And it was like every game they won that I saw them play, it was like he pretty specifically was the reason why. And it's Kansas's point guard, Frank Mason.
It's a good choice. The point guards are key in these tournaments.
Yes.
Especially someone like him. I think he's a senior. So it's a veteran point guard,
yeah,
which is ideal.
Right. Like he's – like they've got the other kid who was actually
–
Josh who's
Jackson
projected to be like the third
– against the TCU, sure.
Yeah, he was suspended for the Big 12 title a tournament. But so, yeah, he's like maybe the better player. But I don't know. Mason's the guy every time I've watched them that was, you know, kind of like their MVP.
No,
and I assume we're talking about it has to be a player that from a it's actually in the tournament. Like I couldn't take J.J. Frazier.
Last time I checked, the Dogs are not even in. They're not even playing basketball anymore. So that would be difficult.
Oh, yeah. They lost to Belmont last night.
Don't remind me.
Yeah, I would take Frank Mason.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the – because he is, like I said, he's the guy. Like every time I watch Kansas play this year, just he was like the guy.
You have Louisville in that region going to the Final Four, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. My Final Four, if you're wanting to know. If you want to
– lay it on us.
Villanova.
Okay.
Gonzaga.
Okay.
Kentucky and Louisville. With Kentucky and Louisville playing one another. And I have Gonzaga beating Louisville in the Final Four. You know, the Final Four is out west this year for the first time in, like, maybe 10 years or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'd be pretty cool if Arizona makes it to the Final Four. They'll be playing in their home state.
Arizona could.
Yeah.
The two seed. But they're, like, the Final Four is kind of like the PGA Championship. It does not go west often.
Well, it makes sense that it would.
Does it? Why?
Because everything is, it's all about the money in the East Coast.
It's East Coast bias.
It's all the people here. So, One Shining Moment is the song of the NCAA tournament, right?
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's the association. If you could change the song of the NCAA tournament, what would it be? From One Shining Moment to something else.
What is, like, One Shining Moment? And who sings that? Luther Vandross? If I could change the song of the NCAA. Didn't they try to do that a couple of years ago? And it was, people just rejected it and they went back to One Shining Moment. I think they tried that already, Ryan. They went to some different song. Yeah, Luther Vandross sings it. A version of Jennifer Hudson was used in 2010. What is this? You gotta turn it up louder.
I know, like I'm waiting for it to actually get onto the thing.
Oh, here it is.
This tournament is so much fun.
This gets me so excited when I hear this.
Well, I'm trying to find is it just that they changed the artist? Like a Neo, it's apparently Neo. Neo performed a version, Jennifer Hudson performed a version. And then the Luther Vandross version is the one that's used now.
This is who that is.
So was it just that they changed versions and people didn't like it and they went back to Luther? Or I want to say
they tried a different song.
I thought they went to a different song once.
Anytime I hear this song, I just want to go out and play basketball.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm not even going to mess with it, Ryan. You know, would I replace this song at the close of the NCAA tournament? By the way, I have to disclose, I haven't actually seen or heard this in years because by the time the national championship game ends, it's like midnight. I mean,
yeah.
I'm passed out by then. I haven't seen this since I was probably in college. One Shining Moment.
Since you were in college, my goodness. Not that you're that old, but.
Yeah.
It's a long time ago.
Well, you know, I like to get my sleep.
I know. So you just would leave it the way it is.
Yeah. Well, like I said, somebody tried to, I thought they tried to change it.
I think you're right. I think they did. But you have such a clout over this, you know, country. That if they knew that it was endorsed by Chris Brame, they might feel differently.
What I'm reading here is, let's see, a version of Jennifer Hudson was used for 2010. That's what it was. the format of the Hudson video deviated from prior years by cutting away from the tournament highlight montage on several occasions to show footage of Hudson singing in a recording studio, drawing criticism from some fans and viewers. So I guess maybe they didn't change the song, but yeah. But the whole thing there is when they just show highlights from the tournament. Who wants to see Jennifer Hudson in the studio singing?
Yeah, I love it, though.
Yeah.
Just gives me goosebumps every
time
I hear it.
Let's just keep that.
Okay, yeah. We'll leave it the
I'm
way
not
it
gonna
is.
I'm not going
to
change it.
Moving on to the Falcons. Dontari Poe was signed today to a one-year, $8 million deal with the potential of an extra $2 million if he reaches certain incentives, so it would get him to $10 million. Do you like the signing? And do you think, what does it mean for the Falcons heading into 2017?
Yeah, I think it's one of those low-risk, potential high-reward moves from Atlanta. It is that one-year kind of prove-it-to-us contract. Poe has been a Pro Bowler twice in five seasons. He struggled with back problems last year. Last year was the worst year of his career. So I think that's why Kansas City chose not to franchise him. And, you know, Poe was going around looking I'm sure he was looking for a multi-year deal. I think rightfully no team was willing to give it to him, considering he's potentially damaged goods with his bad back. And, you know, eventually he settled on the one-year deal that Atlanta had offered him. So I like that, you know, he comes back with Atlanta. I mean, Atlanta's got, I guess, a lot good going for it right now. They were just in the Super Bowl, so Poe feels solid about that. And it just, you know, it helps to reinforce that, you know, that defensive front. You know, I don't know. And by the way, Poe throws touchdown passes, too. Remember, he did one in the game last year against Denver on a Sunday night. When it was kind of like they were running up the score, too, because it was late in the game.
It was a Tebow-like pass.
Yeah.
A little jump pass.
So Poe could also double as, like, backup quarterback. But for Atlanta, they've got 1 year, $8 million. They don't have a ton invested in him. If it turns out he's not great and they want to just get rid of him, they can do it. And, you know, the potential there, because the guy could be a really good player, too, is that you've got a guy on that one-year prove-it deal that's maybe looking for a multi-year contract, and if his back is healthy, then he's got a chance to definitely be a force there on the line of scrimmage for Atlanta. I mean, to go alongside Grady Jarrett.
Yeah, well, it's replacing Jonathan Babineau, but yeah, with a younger version who's
right.
Better.
And you've got two, I mean, between Claiborne and Shelby, those are two guys that were hurt last year. You got them coming back, you know.
Don't forget about Jack Crawford.
I'm not forgetting about Jack Crawford. I was about to mention him, even though I never heard of him until last week when the Falcons signed him. And, yeah, I guess they're bringing back Courtney Upshaw, too.
They've re-signed him.
Who had a sack in the Super Bowl.
And I assume they're going to draft a defensive lineman at 31.
Yeah, that was what I said last week with Crawford, having never heard of Jack Crawford until the Falcons signed him. Is, you know, I hope that wasn't a move that, you know, sent Atlanta looking elsewhere. I still think they need pass rushing help. I mean, Poe's not that guy. He's just a guy that's going to eat up blockers in the middle and maybe help against the run. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's a good move by Atlanta. It's like it's low risk, high potential reward. And so solid signing.
And it seems like it would work out for him. It's a mutually beneficial sign.
Right. And
he's going to a team that you would think, Grant, they make the Super Bowl again, probably not, but it's a team that you feel like is getting better, especially on the defensive side of the ball, under a coach in Dan Quinn who seems to know what he's doing on defense. So you're going to a team that should do well, and you have an opportunity to play well.
Yeah, and I like it because, you know, he visited Atlanta, and then he went to Miami. What did he visit, like one or two other places, too?
Before.
And I'm sure that's what he was doing.
Indianapolis.
Yeah. And I'm sure that's what he was looking at. Any team out there willing to give him a multi-year deal, and no team was, so... You know, I do like that out of those teams that he visited, he did ultimately settle on Atlanta and pick the Falcons. So, you know, there's at least a sign that, you know, Falcons got something going on. But, you know, I mean, the only bit of caution would be, you know, there's probably a reason why Kansas City wasn't jumping to re-sign him.
Sure.
I mean, they know more about his current status and situation, his back, probably better than any team does at this point. But, again, in the long run, it's not like Atlanta's sinking a lot into them. If it doesn't work out, they've, you know, it's 1 year, $8 million. That's it.
That's right. A halftime score update, Northwestern leads Vanderbilt 34-27 in Salt Lake City. The final question in today's 5 at 5. I said on Tuesday that there are three fantastic weeks in sports throughout the year. And I'm counting the opening weekend of college football as a week. because that seems like what it's become. The week of Thanksgiving, so you have the preseason basketball tournaments along with all the football going on and just phenomenal
Thanksgiving
food.
Thanksgiving is the – if whatever sport you're into, it's in action. And basketball, then, hockey, whatever.
And then these 4 days of the NCAA tournament from today through Sunday, I consider that a week. What would you say of those three is the best?
I got to go with Thanksgiving.
Because everything's in session?
Yeah, Thanksgiving has it all. Because it's got hoops, college and pro. You got the NFL. You got college football, hockey, if you're into hockey. It's
and basketball starting up. And it's the time when you're spending with your family. Kind of the sentimental value of it also would, I think, lead people to feel better about
right.
it.
Right. I mean, because we've talked before how sometimes Christmas, you know, you open up your presents in the morning and then it's all over and then there's nothing but NBA on Christmas Day. Now, this year it was different because it fell on – was it Sunday this year? So there was NFL on Christmas Eve, and then there was a couple games on Christmas Day too, where normally it's just – I mean we're just stuck with these NBA games. It's awful. But Thanksgiving has it all. So I would say Thanksgiving is first. Plus, it's a holiday. You're eating, and get your family around, and then these four days. I don't know. I'm a bigger college football fan than I am a college basketball fan. So I'm thinking about the how good I feel inside, the warm fuzzies when that's that first Thursday night of the year when it's finally back.
But don't you think some of it also is? You just said it. It's finally back with college basketball. There are other things that can kind of keep your attention between the end of the Super Bowl and now. So you feel like there's other things are kind of keeping you occupied where when college football starts, you've been like in a desolate area for months.
In summer?
Yeah. I mean, there's just nothing. There's baseball.
Although February is a pretty bad month.
Right, but at least there's a couple. There's
after,
it's only 1 month. I mean, you go a whole
and a
summer.
Short one. Yeah. It's 1 month and a short one, too.
So when football comes back, you're just like, oh, my gosh, we have something, and it's football.
Right. Yeah, because you're sitting there June, July, August. I mean, there's a few things here and there.
And August
the NBA
is the worst.
Finals wrap up, and then you've got the U.S. Open. I like tennis a lot, so you got a couple majors in there. Then the British Open is in July, but August is terrible.
Because you're so close, but you're so far.
Yeah, and by the time you've hit August, it's like, okay.
You've hit every storyline, and you
right.
just...
How many times have we been over Georgia's schedule at that point?
Right.
Right? Georgia's going to go...
Is there a quarterback controversy here?
Yeah, are you Team Fromm or Team Eason? You know, hopefully Trenton Thompson will be back then. We'll have that.
Well, he was at Pro Day yesterday. All smiles there.
Yep. Wearing a sweet-looking big green jacket.
Yeah.
And I guess Kirby said he anticipates that – I guess Kirby actually did say that he's hopeful that Trenton will be back with the team by August.
Yeah,
for summer workouts. So.
Well, he's got to be, I think, in school during the summer.
Well, I know that was the big question when, it turned out he was withdrawing from classes. It was like, well – you kind of need those to stay eligible, don't you? I mean, I don't know how many credits he has or what his academic situation is, but...
I think he has to be in at least one of these summer sessions.
Okay. So, yeah, we could use him.
And the big thing we talked about on Tuesday, who's going to be the third-string quarterback?
Yeah, now that Bryce Ramsey's leaving?
I'm more worried about who's going to be the punter.
Well, the third-string quarterback's going to be... We got that walk-on coming from Pierce County.
Is his name Stetson Bailey?
He's got a great name.
Stetson Bennett, maybe?
He's got three names. Something Stetson something Bennett, yes.
So he's going to be the third string quarterback.
Maybe.
I'm more worried about the kicking game, really.
Are you?
Well, Marshall Long was.
Well, the quarterback will be fine as long as it's just with
that's
the quarterback.
I'm more worried
health.
About the punting game.
Yeah.
Because our special teams have not been much better in year one under Kirby Smart than they were.
No, they were terrible. I mean, the field goal kicking improved,
yeah.
But the rest of it was.
And I said on Tuesday, there's no this year. You can't blame Mark Richt for special teams errors.
No,
I mean that at this point is not on his watch anymore.
No, I mean I didn't blame him for him last year either.
But last year, it would be,
I mean, I would hold. I think it was fair to hold him accountable for the offensive line. Sure, but not the special teams.
That's all I got for you today.
Yeah. Well, that was good. Okay. How much more do we need?
Well,
5 at 5 brought to you by Duplicating Systems, more than a system, a solution.